Good afternoon and welcome to the Chizhorovka Arena in the beautiful city of Minsk in Belarus. Over the next 3 days, this city will play host to the Continental Cup Finals, the second biggest European Cup competition for club teams, second only to the Champions Hockey League. Between now and face-off in about 15 minutes' time, you'll hear from the Sheffield Steelers head coach Paul Thompson and captain Jonathan Phillips. And then between the period breaks, I've been having a chat with the Elite League chairman and Steelers owner Tony Smith.
What's your response to obviously what's happened with the Millwall fans after the game on Saturday?
Well, I didn't see it at the time. I genuinely didn't even see what was happening in the stand, but I've seen the footage since of stewards and police with cut faces and stuff like that. It's just disgusting, and that minority have to be weeded out and thrown out, really, and not allowed near football.
How did the players react? Were they aware of what was going on the pitch?
I don't think they did.
Here for Mowick, can he get the shot away? Shapes to shoot, gets it back to Bearer. Bearer tries to work some space in front of him. Here it is for a shot for Corey Woodrow! And that's the equaliser for Barnsley! It's been coming, and Corey Woodrow has his 19th goal of the season for Barnsley. And how huge could that be in this race for automatic promotion? Barnsley 1, Blackpool 1.
Back to Connolly on the backhand, out in front. Where's the puck? Shepherd had the puck. Little look up from Ben O'Connor to look at the clock. O'Connor, Shepherd almost caught on a change. Here is Trzynski. Trzynski to O'Connor to win it! It's Connolly! Brendan Connolly has been criticised so many times. Late penalties in games. And he wins it in overtime with 21 seconds remaining.
Priest, can he find the ball in the middle? It just takes a hop, skip and a jump over a Burton foot, but it might come out to the edge of the box. It's a shot!
Oh,
and it's two!
Oh.
Mark Helm doubles Burton Albion's lead here at the racecourse. I don't know about Hollywood, but it's grandstand so far from the Brewers. Mark Helm, edge of the 18-yard box. He just sat nicely for him, opened up, and he beat Luke McNicholas, who hasn't touched the ball apart from picking it out the back of the net on two occasions.
It's my decisions, and now I'm going to stick to my beliefs.
You mentioned if you're here, do you feel under pressure as a manager?
I've not had any, but that's not, that's out of my hands, not my decision, but it's hard for people in charge when you're not winning.
Steve Seddon to deliver the ball into the box. Burton Albion have split the defence, in low to Hughes. It's going to come, Hamer rifles into the net. The assist from Hughes. For a moment it looked like it was gone, and then it fell to Hamer. He finished on the half volley. What a strike! His second goal of the season, and how important could that be for Burton Albion in their quest for League One survival? Stevenage 0, Burton Albion 2.
So 43 minutes played here. Otis Khan is standing over this free kick, which is just outside the 18-yard box, about 20 yards out and slightly to the right of George Long's goal. Khan slightly off to the left-hand side. It is going to be Khan that shapes up, shoots. Oh, and it's hit the post. Drops to the edge of the box and a shot, and that's a goal for Mansfield Town. It's the number 6, Neil Bishop. Blast on the half volley. George Long had gone to try and meet the shot that came off the crossbar. He was in no man's land, and Neil Bishop fired into an empty net. Mansfield Town have got an equaliser. Mansfield Town 1, Hull City 1.
Talked about finger pointing. I'm sure you'll be aware of the kind of criticism that comes both from the fans and on social media as well. Does that take its toll on you personally as well?
Well, it's not nice for anybody because, you know, it's the world we live in. And, you know, we've just come off a couple of losses there. And in sport, you do get criticised.
There's another chance at the other end. Here it is coming forward now. James Henry! That's four now for Oxford. And that is good night, Burton Albion. Such positive play moments ago from Dylan Scott. The ball was played forward to the substitute, James Henry, who puts the icing on the cake for the visitors here at the Pirelli Stadium. It's the Brewers 0, Oxford 4 now.
1 second left to play, and that's going to be the game! The Steelers have won the Challenge Cup final! Their first Challenge Cup for 17 years! They've waited 17 years to secure this trophy, and they've finally done it. It's third time lucky over the Devils. It's a first trophy for head coach Aaron Fox in his first season at the club. Two goals for Michael Davis, a penalty shot for Brendan Connolly, and a great finish for Marco Valorand. And the Steelers have finally won the Challenge Cup here in Cardiff.